Prime Minister Gillard delivered what she called a simple message as she became the first head of state to address Congress since new members were elected in November.
A message which has been true in war and peace. A message which has been true in hardship and prosperity, in the Cold War and in the New World. A message I repeat to you today. Distinguished members of the Senate and the House, you have a true friend down under.
Prime Minister Gillard said she stands firm in support of the U.S.-led strategy in the decade-long war against the Taliban and is cautiously optimistic about the future of Afghanistan.
We know transition will take some years. We must not transition out only to transition back in.
Australia is the strongest non-NATO U.S. ally with more than 1,500 troops in Afghanistan. Ms. Gillard also pledged cooperation in the Asia-Pacific region, where she said the global order is changing the most. She acknowledged both countries' complex relationship with China, but said the United States should not fear China's rapid growth, as it bears the burden of its own tough economic times.
There is no reason for Chinese prosperity to detract from prosperity in Australia, the United States, or anywhere in the world.
In a direct appeal to lawmakers, Prime Minister Gillard urged them to make tough economic reforms and to pass legislation opening the door for more free trade in the Asia-Pacific region.
We know the equation is simple. Trade equals jobs. A very simple equation.
The Australian Prime Minister also noted what she called the momentous upheaval in the Middle East, and pledged her alliance with the United States in condemning Iran's nuclear program and in a call for an Israeli-Palestinian resolution. Ms. Gillard is wrapping up a 3-day trip to Washington, her first since becoming Australia's first female prime minister last year. She met this week with President Barack Obama and several key cabinet members, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. For VOA News in Washington, I'm Julianne McKellogg.